We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier-Mail. It's been revealed the bodies of a mother and son killed in a frenzied stabbing attack were found at the top of a bloodied staircase after the man suspected of attacking them phoned 000 for help. Two bodies believed to be that of Eileen Liu and her son Sam were found in their home near the end of a quiet Stretton cul-de-sac yesterday morning after the 49-year-old man who phoned police unlocked the front door and let them inside. Officers say they were confronted with a traumatic scene after entering the two-story house. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Courier Mail at couriermail.com.au or download the app at your app store. Submissions made to the Fitzgerald Inquiry say the Crime and Corruption Commission should be stripped of its ability to direct arrests and lay charges under sweeping reforms to end its heavy-handed tactics. Eminent corruption buster Tony Fitzgerald and retired Supreme Court Judge Alan Wilson are set to hand down their long-awaited review into the CCC, which is tipped to include a list of suggested reforms. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The family of a 13-year-old girl who tragically died after a car ploughed into a crowd at Mount Isa is being remembered as the sweetest soul. Cara Jenny Bob, who had just turned 13 only last Friday, was described by her family as a kind, sweet, beautiful girl. Cara's auntie, Crystal Marie Bob, said the whole family was in complete shock following the incident. And he might be a Hollywood heartthrob, but this week Matt Damon was just like any other dad, enjoying a day at the beach with his family in Byron Bay. Damon and his gorgeous wife, Luciana Barroso, were spotted fishing and playing ball at the northern New South Wales beach over the weekend. And those are your headlines from the Courier-Mail. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.